forgot how steep these stairs are. It's like climbing a ladder. Huh. Well, finally. Huh.
As he opens the door, the music stops, but the flickering greenish light remains.
It's empty. Oh, wait a minute. Look at that. It's an old computer. The monitor has a greenish glow to it. And the whole thing is covered in cobwebs. This is the spookiest looking computer I've ever seen. There's something scrolling up the screen. One who knows not that the Prince of Darkness is but the other face of the King of Light knows not me. Heavy.
Death is the black camel that kneels before every door.
When Jack Flanders returned to the second floor of the mansion, carrying the bolt cutters to remove the padlock from the footlocker in Lady Pompon's room, he found her collapsed in an overstuffed chair, looking a bit dazed.
It was the most ghastly sight.
What was?
That over there.
The wicker footlocker?
It's filled with parts.
Parts?
Of human bodies.
What? Let me see that. Well, they're all identical.
Are they?
They're all feet.
All feet?
Yeah, it's filled with feet.
No hands?
Nope, just artificial feet.
Artificial?
Mm-hmm. From mannequins, I guess.
You mean someone stole my priceless Persian carpet and in its place left a wicker footlocker stuffed full of fake feet?
It looks that way.
Is this a practical joke?
I can't say.
A joke? At my expense? Poodles! Where are you, Poodles? Poodles!
Oh, boy. I am exhausted. It was such a long drive up here. I'd love to get some sleep.
Yeah, you look like you need it. Well, I'll see you in the morning, Jack.
Good night, old Art. Good Lord. What a first day. Oh, I'm ready to collapse. What the heck is that light switch? I wonder if Sir Henry hid it in the mouth of some stuffed animal. I think there's a lamp over by the bed. Wherever the bed is. If I can feel my way across the room without stumbling or... Oh! Ow! Ouch! What the heck did I just bang my head against? Oh! What is this thing? It feels like it extends clear across the room. It's long and it's thick and hairy. It feels like a serpent's neck. Do serpents have necks? Or are they all neck? They're not usually this hairy, I know that. Well, at least this one is stuffed. I hope it's stuffed. Ah, here's the lamp. It's a giraffe's neck. Someone's mounted it on the headboard of the bed so that it stretches clear across the room with its head looking out the window. Well, no wonder I banged into it. I can't actually cross the room without having to duck. Okay. Now I think I get it. When something new shows up, it means something else is missing. So what's missing? Ah. The antelope head. It's gone. And so is my hat, the one that was hanging on its horn. And that was my favorite fedora. Oh, I see they did leave me a hat. There's a pith helmet perched on the head of that giraffe. Oh, yes. Very nice.
Jack climbs into bed and immediately falls asleep. But in the middle of the night, he's awakened by a strange sound.
Oh, what the heck is that? It sounds like a tropical bird or something. What time is it? Oh, 3 a.m. Oh, great. Am I ever going to get any sleep? Well, I may as well see what it is. Maybe I can get it to shut up.
Jack slips on his clothes and steps outside.
The fog has lifted. The moon is out. So are the peepers. Such a fragrant spring night. Well, there it is again. It seems to be coming from across the fields.
But Jack doesn't get very far before he notices something strange.
Wait a minute. It feels like the earth is trembling. Do they have earthquakes around here? This is different. It feels like a steady vibration.
Jack shines his flashlight across the field, and there, sitting atop the knoll near the seven pillars, two small beady eyes reflect back at him.
What the heck is that?
The reflecting eyes gracefully lope away across the field.
In the far-off field, the cabbages are fine.
It's a bright, sunny spring morning. Jack springs out of bed. He opens the windows wide. He breathes in the fresh spring air. And with a big smile on his face, he turns and walks right into the stuffed giraffe's neck that extends across the room.
I gotta get that neck out of here.
You know, Jack, if you're going for a walk, you ought to check out the woods.
Oh?
Yeah, there's a path that you'll find up near the megaliths.
The stone circle?
Yep, from there you'll see it's winding on down into the trees.
Where's it go?
Well, you'll see. It's a nice walk. Have a good one.
Jack follows the path into the woods.
The dogwoods are blooming. There's violets, bluebells growing everywhere. I feel like I'm in posy heaven. Wait a minute. That wasn't there before. It's a gingerbread house. Here in the woods? It looks like it's straight out of Hansel and Gretel. The sort of place that the witch would live in. It's built next to a stream. There's even a water wheel. It's lovely. Hello? Anyone here? Well, it is on my property. That is, if I can think of Inverness, or anything, in fact, as mine. Hello? Well, I'll be darned. It's filled with masks. Carved masks. The walls are just covered with them. They must be from everywhere in the world. Some of these look like they've just recently been carved, though. Here's one that hasn't been painted yet. It's still rough. It's not even sanded. What's that? Oh, it's a dog. A golden lab, if I'm not mistaken. He's talkative, too. So, what's your name?
Rufus T. Firefly.
What? Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't see you come in. I'm Jack Flanders.
You're the new squire.
I guess so. And you are?
The Mask Man.
The Mask Man?
That's what folks around here call me.
I can't imagine why. What should I call you? Mr. Mask?
Oh, just Mask is fine, Squire.
Well, you can call me Jack.
I prefer Squire, Jack.
Fine. I apologize for just walking in. I didn't even know there was a cottage.
No. Pull up a chair. Would you like some wet leaves?
What?
I just made a pot of Darjeeling.
Oh, tea. Sure. You know, your dog has an interesting name. Isn't that from that Marx Brothers movie, Ducks?
Soup? No. I'll tell you how he got that name. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
His name used to be just Rufus. Old Rufus.
Old Rufus?
He's young now.
How did he get young again?
It came with his name.
Rufus T. Firefly.
One night there was a full moon up there, and Rufus was out sniffing around. He likes to scare up things at night. He gets them foxes riled up and barking sometimes. They got the weirdest bark. Some people think it's a bird.
That noise I heard last night, it did sound like a tropical bird.
That was a fox.
Oh, and those were the eyes that I saw.
So, one night, I was sitting outside letting the dew settle on me, enjoying those eerie moon shadows, just letting my mind imagine monsters and dragons, you know. And suddenly, I saw something galloping across the field. It was pure white, and in the moonlight it glowed like some celestial creature. And then, just like that, it was gone.
Huh.
But then I saw something else coming across the field. At that time of year, the grass was waist high, and this thing is leaping up out of the grass and disappearing again like a porpoise leaping through the sea of grass and coming right for me.
Wow.
It was glowing like it was covered with fireflies, like they were getting a free ride on the back of this critter, all glittery and sparkly.
It was Rufus.
That's right. The top of his head, right down his back to the tip of his tail, was sparkling like stars. Never saw anything like it before in my life.
What happened?
Well, I figured he had rolled in something.
Something phosphorescent.
Wasn't exactly phosphorescent. That has a greenish glow. No, he was glowing pure white.
Like a firefly.
Fireflies are phosphorescent. Well, I figured like most everything he rolls in, it has to have a smell to it. I sniffed along his back to figure out what the heck it was. I tell you, he smelled like nothing I ever smelled before.
And what was that?
It was the sweetest thing. It was like a fresh spring breeze out of heaven itself. It was the best old Rufus ever smelled.
Did you discover what it was?
Oh, yeah. I went walking up there to see if old Rufus, who wasn't acting so old now, see if he'd show me where he was rolling around, and he did. It was near them stones up on the hill.
The circle of stones.
Yeah, that's where I saw the unicorn marbles.
Unicorn marbles?
Droppings. Unicorn droppings are more like deer marbles. But when they're fresh, they glow and sparkle like gems. That's how pure they are.
Wow. Well, that's quite a story. Tell me, Mask, did you ever actually see a unicorn?
I can't swear by it. But me and young Rufus here, we know there's nights when they're out there.